Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Mike, how was your week of fishing? What you doing this weekend? And what advice can you give to the anglers?
Well, Don, I tell you, we had some pretty good weather this week. It was certainly good to see no rain and no wind, at least for a short period of time. And caught fish in lots of areas. The Four Horsemen style popping cork with a live shrimp worked really well in the lakes, Lake Catherine, along the perimeter of Lake Bourne. Did well that type of technique. You want to look for mullets. And the fish are kind of scattered, so you may have to drift an area several times to put a decent amount together. But I also found fish in some of the deeper passes where we simply anchored up and did the same thing, live shrimp on the bottom. If you know areas where there's a good shell bottom, those are great areas to stage up current on, cast your line up current and let that current float that shrimp across those shells. And that's been very productive as well. That's the bad part. It's a transition time of year, so the fish are kind of a little bit everywhere. Not really stacked up in any one area. I found myself moving sometimes six or eight times a day. Practice the old, if you don't find them in 15 minutes, move. Sometimes I'm only moving 100 yards, or maybe the opposite side of the bayou and fish the same shell reef, just on a different side of the bayou. So lots of fish, decent size, water's cleaning up daily. Hopefully we don't have too much wind tomorrow and get the water stirred up again. But it's shaping up to be an early spring. I imagine if we stay on this warming trend, it won't be too much longer. We'll start to see eggs and trout, and that'll really kick things off.
No doubt. Mike, what about the availability of shrimp around your area? How are the marinas stacked up for shrimp?
Seems like most of the marinas are having live shrimp. I get my shrimp from Wrigley's Marina. They're much closer to me than anybody else. I went there yesterday afternoon, and their tanks were full of nice size shrimp. You know, perfect. I like about a 3-inch shrimp when it comes to fishing live bait. I don't want them too big. Takes too long for the fish to actually get it in his mouth far enough where you can hook them. And if they're too small, then it's easy to sling them off the hook, or they'll die when you do hook them. So 2.5 to 3.5 inches seems to be a perfect for me anyway.
Mike, are you an under the horn hooker or in the body or tail hooker?
Well, I actually do both. When I pick the shrimp up, I sort of feel his shell. And if his shell is nice and firm, I'll hook them through the horn. Usually around the full moon, they start to shed their shells more frequently. And if they feel soft, I'll hook them through the second section of the tail. And that way I feel like I'm getting in a little more flesh and it not sling off quite so easy. Every once in a while, regardless if the shrimp are firm or soft, hooking in the horn will work better than in the tail, or hooking the tail will work better than the horn. So if you got several people fishing, swap up how you hook them, because every once in a while, one way will be preferred.
Yeah, I've done it both ways. As far as fishing under a cork or fishing on the bottom with a leader and a weight, a sinker, do you hook the shrimp differently fishing under a cork as opposed to on the bottom?
Nope, I still hook them in the horn or in the tail, depending on how the shrimp feels, or if I figure out that the fish want them a certain way. Most of the time, through the horn is the way to go.
Mike, a lot of times when you can't get shrimp, cockahoes are available. Do you ever use cockahoe minnows?
We use cockahoes on occasion. The fish around the Wrigley's area don't seem to like cockahoes, which is kind of strange because everywhere else, trout love cockahoes. But around here, they're just not favorite. I'll take them for sure if I have children. Redfish will gobble them up. That's not a problem. Flounder will certainly eat them. But the trout don't seem to really go after them in this area as they do in other areas.
Yeah, that's a very strange situation, but it's always been that way. What about other live bait besides those? Have you ever tried anything? I know some people sometimes will put crawfish on there.
Well, if you remember years ago when you and I fished by the rapids, you remember that episode we did?
Whitewater trout,
Yeah, some of those trout had crawfish in them when I cleaned them. I've never used crawfish intentionally, but I have seen them in, you know, the trout bellies when I clean them. Obviously, if you have a cast net and you can catch pogies, pogies are a great bait. They work really well.
Yeah, they certainly do. Also, if you can get them small, the little mullets are good too. But as far as the crawfish, no, those are for me. That's not for the fish, you know?
Yeah, if my wife found out I fished crawfish, she'd probably be mad at me.
Mike, if somebody wants to have some fun and get over there and check into the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then jump in your boat, catch some fish, come back, you clean them and pass them off with some shrimp, some fish, tell them how to get you.
We are booking trips on a regular basis, so call and get yourself a spot in my appointment book. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
And we love having you, Mike. Take care, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Don. I'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, we call him Born on the Bayou.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.